Hey, Don.
I've got a raised island that's not doing so good. I got a circular driveway around this island, and it's planted with Asiatic jasmine. And for the last 10 years, I've been trying to get some trees to grow on that island, on the high part of the island. I've tried the West Texas red buds, the Texas native red bud, the prostrate red bud, and the last one I've tried now is this possum all holly. And they die just like they have fire blight. Each year, one limb will turn black, and then they just kindly just die away. You guys got any suggestion as to what that might be and how to solve it?
Now it's draining out of that area, right?
Yeah, it's a raised island.
But that, you know, that symptom you described sounds like a, you know, like they were growing in a pond or something, or in an area that's real soggy. But you're convinced that it's not too wet. So
how did you just haul some soil in there, or how did that island get raised?
Yeah, we hauled soil in there about 10 years ago.
Okay, I mean, it was truly soil. It wasn't a mix. It wasn't a soil mix. It's just clay soil, right?
No, it was better than that.
Okay, so it had some organic material put in there.
Right.
How is this being watered?
We have a xeriscape, and so we try not to water them at all.
Well, that's why they're dying. You've got to, even the drought tolerant plants have to be there about 4 or 5 years before they're considered drought tolerant.
Well, the West Texas redbuds were in for about 5 years before they started dying.
Hmm. But did they grow? Did they put on a lot of new growth the first 5 years?
Oh yeah.
And your jasmine is doing well?
The what?
The Asiatic jasmine that's there too, you said?
Well, the jasmine occasionally will wind up with circles maybe periodically foot, 2 foot in diameter, complete circles. It'll just die.
Huh. Complete circles that just die. And these circles might appear when it, like the last 4 years when it was wet, or
it's just occasionally when it's wet and sometimes when it's dry.
Hmm. But the one red bud lasted at least 4 or 5 years.
Two of the red buds lasted 5 years, and then I replaced them with a prostrate red bud, and that died in about 3 years. And then now I've got possum hollies there, and one of those has died.
And they die one limb at a time.
Yeah.
Not all of us. Not the whole plant all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, kind of like it's root rot.
Yeah, but usually if it's cotton root rot, which it could be, but that would kill it immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd die and all the leaves would still be hanging on it.
Okay. If I brought the one that just died down to you, would you be able to look at the roots?
And what, the whole plant?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3 foot possum haw holly. I just dig it up and bring it down to you.
How fast did it die? How long did it last?
It's been in, it was in for 2 years.
And how tall was it when you planted it?
How what?
How tall was it when you planted it?
Oh, it was about 2 foot tall.
And now it's 3 feet tall?
No, it's dead.
Yeah, but I mean, how tall was it when it died?
It was about 2 foot tall, but the other one I planted is about 3 foot tall and seems to be doing fine this year.
Well, I'm getting that thing growing.
Yeah, possum haw holly is a tough one, but some of those red buds should have done all right. We don't know for sure if we can ID it. We look at the roots and bring a little of the soil just for curiosity's sake, too, so we can see what the consistency looks like.
All right.
I'm betting that he's not watering enough.
Yeah.
If he's not, did you put any fertilizer around?
No, I don't put any fertilizer on it.
Good Lord, man. All right.
These are native.
Get out of here. The American Indians were native, too, but they didn't do well unless they got buffalo or got fed every now and then. I don't care if the thing is native or a drought tolerant or whatever. You've got to handle that plant just like it's non-native. Those plants are not growing enough. A tree that's been in there 2 to 3 years, possum hog should have doubled its size. And so you're telling me that it's the same size when it died as it was when you planted it. And that's telling me it's not getting enough fertilizer or water.
Now you could in an island like that, you're it's almost the same as a container, and especially if it's a kind of a manufactured soil, you could have.
This island's, 12 foot wide by 35 feet long.
Oh, okay. Well, that's relatively large. Well, yeah. If you're want us to take a look at it, we'd certainly be willing to do that. Just bring it in and a little bit of the soil too, because I'm kind of curious about what the texture is like now.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
We'll see you in a little while.
Thank you,
be here
gentlemen. You too, Jerry.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.